Philip Simp. PA.TT searching here. Today's date is 05/22/2025. Dictation is for Miss Nora Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Nora spells N-O-R-A. Date of birth is 01/16/1972. This is a 53-year-old female. Here with a sore throat and cough, period. Miss Nora said this started yesterday. Says she came in today because she's now having, quote, lots of runny nose, close quote. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports shortness of breath. Next line says the cough is productive of clear sputum. Next line, she reports runny nose, said her nose discharge is sometimes green, but mostly clear. Patient reports pain with swallowing. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure 124/71, pulse 81, respiration 18. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat mildly injected, no exudate, uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck. There's some fullness in the right lateral surface of her neck. It's non-tender. She has full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory efforts. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented. Cranial nerve sutin is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is COVID infection. Number two, bronchitis. Number three, acute pharyngitis. Number four, odynophagia. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did COVID and strep test. The strep is negative. COVID is positive. Flu is negative. In the clinic today, patient was offered nebulizer treatment. Consists of Atrovent and albuterol. She declined. She says she has a machine at home, or she indicated that she would like to have a new machine because that one she has at home is 12 years old. She would like to have a new machine, mask, and tubing, and she would do a treatment at home, period. Patient was given Rocephin, 1 gram IM, and dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Next paragraph, in evaluating this patient, I used the COVID risk for 24 decompensation in managing this patient. The following were considered: patient is not hypoxic, Next line, she has been vaccinated. Next line, no recent. No recent severe infection / admission. Next line. Our risk stratification is low. A chest X-ray is not warranted. Also, our pulse oximeter is above 93%. Next line. Patient was sent home with the following Paxlovid, 300/150. She would take one dose twice daily for 5 days. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask. Albuterol, 90 micrograms, 22.5/3 mL. She would take 3 mL TID, PRN for cough / wheezing. And she was advised to continue Tylenol and Motrin if she has a fever. To come back to the clinic if she gets worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was given 5 days to be away from work as her illness is contagious. And she will return here in 5 days on the 29th to be retested to determine if she can return to work. End of dictation.